The first drink of the day! 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 Welcome back to the Football Pubcast. It's the first show since the start of the new season. Joining me this week are Dan Silva.
Hello.
Jim Staples.
Bonjour.
And Stuart Hoare.
Afternoon.
It's a very quiet pub today.
It is. We're
about, no music,
there's
no
only
people.
About five other people in here. It's very, very strange. Stu, QPR, nice easy start to the season last week, you said.
Just how did Jules get on?
We won, thanks.
Good.
Back to QPR.
I just don't want to talk about it.
Joint top of the league, two wins out of two.
It was alright, wasn't it?
The first 40 minutes, mate, we played very well. It's probably the best I've seen a QPR team play for a long time. And then after the Cahill goal went in, it all
that
just went to pot. Mate, the first 40 minutes.
You won the league last year. You must have played better than you did at being near.
We were passing the ball around and everything looked good. And then Cahill scored.
Apart from Kieran Dyer's foot.
And it all went to Toffee.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it? Kieran Dyer, you got to feel a little bit sorry for the bloke.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Not at all.
It's not broken.
Is it not? I thought he broke his metatarsal. So he's not so bad though.
Still be out.
He can break something else next week then. Good on him.
They were quality though, to be fair. First 45,
we looked good.
I saw the highlights. They had enough chances.
Disallowed goal, DJ Campbell.
Yeah, well offside.
But at least you had a game to watch, Stu. I mean, Dan, you haven't actually started the season yet.
No, I know. I've got a new TV and everything. Not through Luton, I might add. already for the new season.
And did you get a Scott Lee with it?
I don't know.
That's the way to nick them. When they walk into the shop trying to buy an HDMI cable, arrest them on the spot.
The problem is that's what I've got to go get next week.
Oh, marvellous.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, dear.
But no, yeah, it was a real shame, the Spurs game not being on. I'm really looking forward to it. But
Cheltenham was nearly postponed as well. Did you see that? Cheltenham-Swindon. That was called off, then they put it back on.
Oh, last minute, yeah, didn't they? Yeah.
The police must have thought, yeah, they must all be calling off. Then look at the fixture list. It's just Spurs. That's where the rights actually started.
As we mentioned,
the writers, I found this in the Football League paper, Millwall defender Darren Purse. Okay, because there was lots of people obviously tweeting about the like rappers and stuff were coming out. Because obviously people look at the rappers, like the grime rappers, as being sort of spokesmen for it and stuff like that because they've come from those areas. Darren Purse, Millwall defender, Millwall fan. This was his first tweet on the scumbags that are rioting in London need to be stopped. Get the armed units in and shoot the lot of them. Disgrace. Which was fair enough. There was a lot of anger going around.
It's a point of view, isn't it?
Then he changed it to forget shooting them. Better idea, round them up and lock them in the den and let the wall sort them out. So he's talking about putting them in a new den and letting the Millwall fans sort them out, which they kind of did because the Millwall went out with Charlton apparently and started.
Apparently they were chasing rioters down the street singing "No one loses, we don't care."
Yeah.
Brilliant
lads,
brilliant.
Which is pretty good. Lots to talk about this weekend. Manchester United versus West Bromwich Albion. I don't know if any of you saw this on Sky yesterday.
Keeper's doing a bit.
Yeah, I saw more than the keeper did.
Started well, has he? He had a bit of a howler in the Community Shield, and then he just reacted really slowly to Shane Long's.
He
looked like
he just went down in stages, didn't he? He was all a little bit.
Yeah, it looked like a very savable shot.
He didn't get much protection from the ref though in the second half, did he? To be fair, someone sort of
Is he going to come good or is he going to be like another Massimo Taibbi?
Yeah.
He looks very. He looks
quite scared.
Yeah.
He looks a little bit overawed by it all. I mentioned this.
He looks like someone you'd find outside of the DSS queue. Like, doesn't really know what they're doing. Or on like.
Just a little bit bamboozled by life.
Mm. Is he going to be a hit or a mission?
I don't really care, but hit. I really don't care if he is or not.
Stu?
I think it'll come good. Hit.
Yeah, Dan?
Yeah, I think he will. He's proved himself in the Spanish league. But
to be honest, Sky didn't do any favours because Sky showed Rooney's goal was a great little bit of skill, nice flick inside from Young, really good move, perfect United move, and great finish.
They showed it.
They showed it twice, maybe two, three times. They showed that goal over and over. Someone's just been kicked in the head and they've rattled the bar. Let's show that goal again from 20 minutes ago. I was like, oh, leave the lad alone.
Yeah, but I'm not a big fan of Man United, but Ashley Young, and I'm not a big fan of Ashley Young, but he looked quite useful, didn't
I
he?
Thought
he,
I didn't know that was an own goal first of all. I was like, that's a great goal.
I did, absolutely,
absolutely.
I
skinned this man.
I think he took two deflections, actually. I think he caught two defenders on the way through.
Talking of goals, I'm not getting this podcast away without mentioning the Nottingham derby. Did you see the goal from Wes Morgan?
I didn't know.
Has anyone seen it?
Wes Morgan,
a big brute of a centre-half.
I wouldn't have him down as scoring a fantastic goal.
He's probably only ever scored headers and tap-ins.
Yeah.
And it was the, I think it was 3-2 heading into the, before extra time I believe it was, and he rifled one in, and he was at Notts County, and the couple of the Notts County goals were scored by a guy that was at Forest and released by them. Yeah. Oh, it was brilliant, absolute drama.
Went to Pens, didn't it?
It went to Pens, yeah, and Lee Hughes missed the pen, which I think won the tie for Forest, or then they scored
it. 4-3 was it?
Something like that. It went all the way, it went to sudden death.
Yeah.
We'll try and dig out the Wes Morgan goal.
Okay, we'll see if we can find that on YouTube.
We'll check that on the new site.
On the new
site? New look site.
We have a new website, boys.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've seen that. It looks beautiful, Simon.
It does. Check it out, footballpodcast.co.uk. It's a lot prettier than we are.
So centre backs, Man United aren't going to have any either, are they?
Phil Jones started on the bench. How much did they pay for Phil Jones? 16 odd million.
Yeah.
He started on the bench, and then one of their defenders got injured.
It'd be him and Smalling.
Yeah, but he didn't even get on the. Smalling played right back.
No, I know.
Kieran Dyer played right back for you guys apparently as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
See, this is, you wouldn't know that if you weren't a QPR fan. Yeah. Kieran Dyer started right back for them.
It's an interesting position.
He started there all pre-season as well, and he looked all right.
He played there for Ipswich.
When he was at Ipswich, he was a right wing back, wasn't he?
That's how he came through
as a teenager. But yeah, no, I think United, they'll have Smalling and Phil Jones, the England under 21 pairing at centre half, who looked very good in the Euros.
J. Lloyd Samuel, think he's out of contract? Going back to my out of contract players, I'm going to mention it every week. Somebody think of the players. J. Lloyd Samuel, I think he's out of contract. I know he got released by Bolton.
He looked a real talent when he was a kid. I don't think he's got a career elsewhere, is he?
Well, he's probably not got enough money to not have a career. He's got to do something. What's he going to be doing?
How can we find out?
It's not just him, there's thousands.
Do a little task for you. Find out what's J. Lloyd Samuel doing.
I'll find out. I'm going to look him up in the directory and see if I can get a telephone number for him.
There you go.
It's all about the free transfers. But Plymouth Argyle as well. Apparently, their players haven't been paid in full. Haven't played in full even since the year, because they are shy. They haven't been paid in full since the start of the year.
Yeah.
So at the start of the year, you can quantify that maybe as February or March. You don't know if that's definitely January. Yeah. But they haven't been paid in full. But do you know who's taken over, potentially?
Ridster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a guess? Were you just like,
lower league club, in a bit of financial trouble? I thought you were going to just drop another name in there. But
no, no, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But they've got to finalise it. Hopefully it'll be this week, because we're supposed to, Gillingham's supposed to be playing them on Saturday.
Yeah.
At the moment, they're not sure whether the game's going to go ahead.
I hope it works out, and that, you know, they get themselves sorted one way or another. Newcastle United versus Arsenal. Nothing much happened in this game.
I didn't watch it. It was awful. I was on the way back from crew.
It was
drinking a bottle of wine
as a game of football. As a game,
true story.
On the train,
yeah,
from the bottle,
yeah.
Good lad.
I did better. One of the guys I was with thought that the score at half time was full time. The half time whistle went, and he was like, "Come on!" And he was really celebrating. I was like, "This is a bit strange." To which point, he asked for a photo in front of the players. I thought, "What is he doing?" Like, I was just wanting to go and get a beer or a pie or something at half time. He's like, "Right, what time's the train?"
This is Crewe Alexander versus Gillingham.
Yeah, I was like, "Mate, you do know it's half time." He's like, "What?" It's half time, but we're winning 2-0, yeah, and it's half time. Alright, yeah, let's go and get a drink then. He'd gone all that way and he thought half time was full time.
Bless him.
We eventually won 2-1 for the literally dozens of you that are interested in that. Joey Barton.
So what actually happened, and I'll be honest, I haven't seen the goals yet from the Prem.
Right, okay.
Or much from the Prem at all.
Newcastle v Arsenal, pretty scrappy game.
Wasn't any goals.
Not a lot of goals. It was 4-0 last year, they kept bigging it up, 4-0, 4-0, 4-0, guaranteed 0-0 draw. But Jovinho cut back into the penalty area, went down very, very easily. It's arguable that there was any real challenge putting on him. There was contact, but there wasn't a challenge put in. He goes down, referee waves away the penalty appeal, play goes on. But Joey Barton runs straight up to...
He needs a haircut,
Jovinho.
By the way. He's got some sort of taxi driver, Travis Bickle haircut.
I'll pick on that in a minute, but go on.
But he grabs him by the throat, pretty much, or grabs him by the lapels, drags him up.
By the lapels.
He just used the word lapels,
What kit of Newcastle playing in this season?
They're playing in a three-piece suit.
Who have a collar, therefore they have a lapel, which is that bit, the end of the collar.
Remember Man United used to have the strings? Remember they had the old string?
They did have the strings.
It was like something out of Romeo and Juliet.
Anyway, he dragged him up, right?
slightly erotic.
he dragged him around a column.
Let's say lapels. Let's go for lapels. I'll let you.
Well, we all happy with lapels.
I have vote on lapels.
Lapels.
Yeah, passed.
Right, okay. On the fruit says lapels. Go.
Right. Grabbed him by the lapels, dragged him up.
Yeah.
At which point there was a bit of a kerfuffle.
Lapels and kerfuffle.
Wait a minute. You've now thrown in lapels and kerfuffle in the same sentence.
This is the turned into Frank Spencer.
Got a bit of trouble.
But, a bit of a kerfuffle.
Did everyone else just carry on playing while he's dragging him around?
Well, no. It turned into a bit of a mass, not brawl, but it was
about four or five of them there, wasn't it?
And there was a little bit of a bitch slap from Jovino to Barton.
Is that what he got sent off for?
You couldn't even really call it that. He sort of brushed his hand with his face.
He could have been stroking him.
He could have done, really.
He could have been stroking him, but he touched the side of Barton's face.
It had gone down like he was shot.
Yeah, he went down incredibly slow. Well,
he's let himself down, and then
he got up saying, he's punched me. Stephen Taylor was running around saying, he's elbowed him.
Brilliant.
And his interview after the match was just as gutless as you can see. Yeah. They interviewed Stephen Taylor and goes, you seem to be suggesting to the ref that he'd elbowed him. Would you like to tell us what you saw?
No. Fair enough.
He didn't want to say anything.
I did see Joe Barton was caning Alan Shearer.
Called him slaphead, didn't he?
Called him slaphead and said he's got crap shoes and crap suit and stuff like that.
But then he has had quite a good career, though, hasn't he? So,
yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Him and Bellamy should just like team up as like the Nasty Boys or Legion of Doom. Celebrity death match again. Who would Shearer pick? Get in with him. Shearer, maybe Sutton. Relive the old days. We didn't really like Sutton.
Sheringham,
that would be a bad show. Or Les Ferdinand.
Yeah.
So Les. Yeah,
imagine the ticket sales for that in Newcastle. Yeah. That'd be amazing. Les Ferdinand and Alan Shearer versus Legion of Doom, aka Joey Barton and Craig Bellamy.
I like it.
By the lapels.
Just try and set it up.
Yeah.
Jovino got sent off. Barton didn't.
Yeah, sorry.
Should have been.
Yeah.
It's alright, dragging it back.
Barton also got the lapels.
That's going to be the title now, isn't it?
Good.
He also got stamped on earlier in the game by Alex Song. That was nasty.
Yeah, it was nasty. That was nasty.
Off.
No, he missed it. Referee
didn't get
missed
seen.
It.
He'll get done by the FA.
Good, I hope not.
But he doesn't get done for it.
I like people beating up Barton.
Arsenal have appealed to Vinny.
I've been very upset.
Oh, they have appealed it?
Yeah, they'll get another game for that one.
If he had been sent off, you know the headline.
He's going to get banned because it's deemed a yellow card anyway, isn't it? So it can't be rescinded unless it's not a bookable offence, I believe.
It has to be a straight red card if it's going to be rescinded. You can't appeal a yellow card.
Yeah,
but he was sent straight off. So it was.
Yeah, they can appeal that then. Chances are they'll appeal it and they'll bump some things on because it's not reviewed by the Welsh FA like Cardiff's.
Explain to Dan because you won't know what you're talking about.
Cardiff are ruled by the Welsh FA, and every single red card they get, straight red card, is rescinded by the Welsh FA.
That's not exactly true.
That is true.
They've never had a straight red card that's stayed.
All the important red cards.
Okay, slightly different to what you just said.
All the important. One of their centre backs should have missed the FA Cup final for a red card. Nah, got rescinded.
They didn't win anyway, did they? So I don't know.
No, but they gave them a good chance of winning. Yeah,
clearly, a sore spot for us, you know. Yeah.
Has anyone seen Notts County to play Juventus?
I saw this on a Sky Sports ticket.
Do you know why this is?
Because some kid in 1903, I think, John Savage.
This is Stu Prep, isn't it? Asked for some
kit to be sent over, and they sent over the Notts County blue and white.
So when's the game?
Black and white.
He was doing so well.
Because they used to play in pink, apparently.
Yeah. Oh. Used to play in pink, didn't they?
Yeah.
So when's the game?
September the 3rd or 8th?
Yes,
the 8th.
And then the season after, they're all coming back to Notts County. Juventus went and played Notts County.
Because they've got a new 40,000 seat stadium. They kept it small because they want to create a better atmosphere than the big Milan stadiums, etc. Obviously 80
apparently
plus.
Stadio Alpi is their old one.
The first Italian club to own their own stadium as well.
I was going to say, there can't be that many new stadiums over there. How's that going to impact on Notts County? Are they going to send like a scratch team over there? Or
middle of the season. It's a bit weird.
It's not middle of the season, is it, Simon?
The season started. So,
yeah.
What day is it? What day is the 8th? Tom, get the calendar out.
I can check.
Is it a midweek? Is it?
Yeah, it's got to be a midweek, isn't it? Or it might be a Sunday. Hopefully, it's a Sunday. I might go over. It's a Thursday night.
It's an interesting day to have.
Right, so, are they going to have a game on the Saturday then? Oh no, is it international? No, they're not going to have an international break, are they?
Oh no, it is.
Notts County, probably not. No,
it's during the international, isn't it, that week? We'll see.
I don't know.
Well done, though.
What else have we noticed, Jim?
That's about it really for me.
Oh, QPR are getting brought out apparently. Tony Fernandez.
Oh, he looks like a nice guy.
Yeah, I like him. AirAsia.
Is Warnock going to get sacked now?
No, they'll keep him because
he's went into his badminton as well, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he was out in London for.
Who back Warnock are taking over 46% of the club.
Yeah. Dan?
I'd just like to point out that you all were poo-pooed. Can I say poo-pooed?
You can say poo-pooed.
Right, we're doing lapels and kerfuffle. You can definitely poo-pooed.
Right. What did we all poo-poo?
You poo-pooed my prediction for Southend to win League Two. I'd like to point out that they're 6 points from six.
I'd like to point out they've played twice.
Well, no, and just like to say, this is even without their... Now, I did a bit of research because I misquoted and said he was Serbian. Yeah. He said about contract. He's not. He's French-Tunisian. He's 24, Bilal Moshni, and they even managed to win without him this week because of Ramadan. They felt it wasn't fair that he could play three games in a week. It was too much for the fella.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, I'd just like to say
six out of six. I think there's like four teams at the top of League Two on maximum points.
Well,
one of them.
So, yeah, still.
I think Rotherham are top on goal difference, and then there's Gillingham, Southend, and someone else who I can't remember. But
one of the big ones.
Bilal Moshni, right, scored 6 goals in 24 games, 1-4, centre back, come striker. That's what he's going to do it this season, that's it.
Excellent.
And talking to the team, so you're going to see one of them Tuesday night. Would it be your first Barnett, Gillingham, and Cameron?
It will. And speaking of Barnett, I've been waiting 15 minutes for someone to say the word Barnett. I'm not even joking. I thought, and on the back of, I came up with this about, must have been about 6 o'clock, I suppose, on Saturday evening, watching the Arsenal Newcastle game.
Yeah.
And spotting Joey Barton's
Barnett.
Seriously dodgy Barnett, and with the theme of, you know, Barnett away.
You going to get your haircut similarly for the game?
No, I've just actually got a haircut. But no,
it's very nice.
Thank you very much. But I thought I'd just throw in my top five dodgy Barnetts.
Oh,
all right, okay, go on then. Reverse order.
Well, there's no particular order really. I was thinking that I'd throw it out and you could.
Is Taribo West on there?
He certainly is. Taribo West.
Don't preempt him.
Well, Taribo West.
No, he died in green.
He did.
And he died in blue and black when he played for Inter as well.
It was magnificent.
Yeah, blue and white when he played for Juventus, probably.
So top Taribo West, obviously.
Yeah.
David Beckham's cornrows.
Cornrows. Yeah, they were pretty good.
The cornrows.
Oh,
the braids.
Yeah. What was he doing?
Yeah, it's painful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not as painful as one of my best mates, Alex Broon, who copied him. When we were about 17 years old, yeah, it was painful.
This is Alex, who's ginger.
Yes.
Well, for cornrows.
He'll argue that.
Ginger. Strawberry blonde.
Also, Carlos, you can't, you know, Carlos Valderrama. Can't talk about dodgy environments without Carlos Valderrama.
I approve of hair like
it's
that.
True, you're right. It wasn't really his fault. It's not even like he styled it, was it? It was just his natural hair.
You put it in a hot wash and it's all come out funny, isn't it?
That's true. Dodgy styles, Chris Waddle's mullet, and that's got to be the barn at the 80s.
Business at the front, party at the back.
Absolutely magnificent.
It's like that cricketer at the moment, isn't it? He's got business at the front, party at the back.
In both of them.
No. One of India's bowlers was actually brought up. The commentator said, business at the front, party at the back.
There you go.
And I thought, got mentioned Bakary Sanya, to be honest. That is one seriously dodgy Barnett, isn't it?
A spider, isn't it?
Yeah. Jovinho's got to be in there as a shout as well, with that sort of weird sort of curtain arrangement he's got.
Yeah.
Very strange.
It's a braided curtain.
Also, I had to throw in Abel Xavier and David James, but consistently dodgy Barnetts throughout their entire careers.
David James's best one was the slick side.
I saw a better one. When he dyed his afro bright white.
Bright white?
Yeah.
Have you
seen the picture?
Why?
We'll get the picture up. Yeah, he looked albino. It was
brilliant.
Yeah,
like one of those weird animals you see in the zoo. Like the albino python.
You sort of got a point in laughing.
There's only one of these in the world. David James, there's only one of these in the league.
Very few albino pythons have got an afro, as far as I can remember.
They're always in the zoo because
they'd look great if they did.
If he's in the wild, I don't know what eats pythons in the wild, but they're natural predators.
Bigger pythons,
maybe. Yeah. They're going to spot him straight away.
Look,
there's a goalkeeper. Oh, look, there's David James. I'm going to go for David James if I'm going to eat one of those because he's got stupid white hair.
And Gillingham are playing Barnett this Tuesday night, which is why we were talking about this. We're going to be there, we're going to record some stuff live at the game, and we'll put that in a little bonus thing for you later in the week.
It's going to be great fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's going to be good fun.
I mean, 25 of us going, isn't it?
25 tickets.
Tickets still available if anyone wants to go.
Mr. Barney, we don't get anything for that.
No, cult heroes, Jim.
Yeah,
we did goalkeepers last week. And if you go on the Football Podcast blog, you'll see a list of the ones that we suggested, and you'll be able to suggest some additions. And we'll try and compile like an ultimate directory of cult heroes. We're on to left backs this week. Stu, who have you got? Cult hero left backs. We'll sort of just chuck some names.
I've gone for Gino Padula.
Okay, tell us about him.
Because he looked like a caveman. I remember him.
Yeah, he was brilliant. Now that you're thinking about Mario Milanese, the Italian left back.
No, I think the Padula. Didn't he look a bit like a caveman?
No. Milanese is the caveman. I was showing you pictures of both, but thinking about that, I forgot about
him. That'd be great for the podcast, app, by the way.
Go on the website.
Oh, no.
Where's the bleeper? Where's the bleeper?
You said you weren't going to swear to that.
You provoked me of that.
We'll have to bleep that one.
For no particular reason, fans loved him. I mean, we were in Division 2 at the time, and he just looked a bit out of place. It was this Argentinian left-back. He just looked out of place in the league. Mm. But he did help us get promoted, so...
So he's a cult hero, is he?
Yes, I love him.
Okay, you love him.
What? Why was he a cult hero? Was he not that good? Or was
no,
he quite
just
good?
Went about his business, but fans looked... He just looked out of place. In the team we had in 2004, there's no way we should have had an Argentinian left-back.
Yeah.
He just all looked a little bit strange.
Who would you say is your best player now? QPR. He must look out of place as well. Does that mean he's a cult hero?
Yeah, probably.
Tarat, he's quite good, isn't he? He must be out of place in your team. Bolton, wee! Dan, go on.
He's
not happy with that at all, is he? He's not happy with that.
I actually want a glass, you gentlemen.
To any kids listening, glassing is a very nice term. Just means Stuart would like to present me with a crystal glass for my continued...
Support
of QPR. Swear,
yeah.
Don't swear again. Sorry, go on, Dan.
Well, you got your Paolo Maldini's, your Roberto Carlos's, your Stuart Pearce's, but I thought I'd throw in Spurs's cult hero left. But I say cult hero. I was unfortunate enough to miss the great Spurs teams of the 80s, and I pretty much came into it in the 90s.
The waiter. What a hero waiter? He's run after a couple. And he looks like the man from the Go Compare advert as well, look. But did you see what he just did?
Sprinting down
he's
there,
sprinting past the pub because a couple have left their baby's bottle in the restaurant.
Oh.
That's breaking news.
We had a riot actually last week, and that's the other side of life.
Yeah. Sorry, Dan.
That's all right, mate. Yeah, I had the painstake of growing up with Spurs in the 90s, which wasn't
see, when everyone
wasn't great
when
fun.
Anyone starts talking about Spurs for this any length of time, I look for anything I can to take the conversation.
All right. Justin Edinburgh. There he is. Edinburgh, probably one of the worst left backs I've ever seen play. We bought him in 1990 for £150,000, right? Which probably was quite a bit of money back then.
Yeah.
Came from Southend, played for us for 10 years, left in 2000 for £175,000.
Profit?
How? I've no idea. If we're going to take the positive from that, we'll take that.
He inflation. Ended up, if you've played inflation, I don't think that's not, yeah.
He then went to Pompey and finished his career at Billericay Town in 2006. And the only reason I've heard of Billericay is because of Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah,
he's found his level there, hasn't he, Billericay?
I think he has. Yeah. That's it, that's my
cult hero from my club. Jim may have a different one, I don't know. Roland Edge. Do you remember Roland Edge, Jim?
I remember.
I wouldn't really have him as a cult hero.
He's one of the few left backs I could think of from our club who would sort of class as a cult hero. He used to go out and have a few beers with fans after games. He was a decent lad. He was a bricklayer by trade.
So he could have fallen back on that if he ever didn't.
I think.
Get
well, no, he is. He's doing that now. I think he's gone back into it. So
he's in casino rooms every time I've ever been in there.
Which
is a horrible place.
Yeah. But yeah, he's probably the nearest thing we've got in recent years. Any advance on that, Jim?
Well, we're doing cult heroes. Yeah.
Yeah.
This week I accidentally got it mixed up. I thought it. I got the C U T right, and I misplaced the L for an N.
Okay.
Graham Lasso.
Oh yeah.
Not a fan then.
No. Well, to be fair, he is a bit of a cult hero to me because I did enjoy watching him. I remember the game. Do you remember him and Robbie Fowler at Stamford Bridge?
When I remember him and David Batty as well.
That was alleged. That wasn't. That I'm not that room. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
I was going to say yes.
Going to say what?
Jesus.
And another left back, which actually brings me on to the 90s Prem stars.
See that transition.
Pat van den Hal, who I mentioned last week, who is my 90s Prem star for the week.
Go on.
I'll read out right. So at 90s Prem stars, follow him. I think it's a him. Is it him? Have we got a name on him or her? follow them.
I don't know.
Brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. You know what he does by now. So this was last week. Pat Van der Hal, aka Psycho Pat, Welsh Belgian, Everton Spurs defender, married the ex-wife of ex-Stone Bill Wyman in 1993, but split in 97. So I wanted to find out who the ex-Stone Bill Wyman wife was.
Mandy Smith,
English dance pop singer, former model, and aspiring counsellor. Is how Wikipedia.
Counsellor.
So obviously it says they split in 93. They actually split after 2 years, but they only divorced in 97.
Right.
With Miss Smith claiming that she felt suicidal. So well done, Psycho. Obviously, I've said he was commonly referred to as Psycho Pat by supporters. As the nickname of his autobiography as well, he brought out a book. These are some quotes from Miss Mandy Smith quite recently. All my life I've been with manipulative, controlling men. I believed I was never good enough, never worthy of a loving relationship. So he might well have been psycho towards her by the sounds of that, but we can't quantify that at all. But
no.
So that's your 90s. Yeah, that's your 90s Prem star for this week, Pat Van der Hal. Obviously played left back as well, and I'd say he's a cult Premiership player.
Yeah, and he was absolutely hard as nails as a footballer as well. I've got a 1986 football yearbook. I should have to bring it in because there's one photo of a guy playing for Nottingham Forest, and he's been launched two-footed straight into him, about waist high, and he's just a look on his face. He's like, I want to kill you.
There was a few more kung fu kicks this weekend as well, wasn't there?
Was there?
Yeah.
It wasn't really a kung fu kick, but the United goalkeeper got pushed off the pitch at quite a good height.
I can't remember which one it was. Well, there's a couple more.
Next time you do say something like that, remember.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because otherwise
it sounds awful, isn't it?
Get used to it.
Right,
get used to it.
Now, last year we all adopted teams to follow. Stu awake over there. We all adopted teams to follow last year. Now, rather than
we didn't do that great either, did we?
Really. You know,
Hastings were billed as promotion challengers, and they ended up surviving on the last game of the season, pretty much.
Yeah, Peterhead got relegated.
They survived, which is what
brilliant.
What was expected of them, to be fair?
Yeah, they did alright. They did okay, didn't they? So we're going to go for one team this season, but we don't know who yet. Peterhead already want us to do it. Yeah.
Peterhead have already got back in touch and said, are we following them this year? And I've said, we're following one team, and we need to decide one team to follow, and we need to have a good reason to follow them, and we've got to follow them properly this year.
Oh, I think we should over the next couple of weeks we should start putting our cases forward for a team.
Yeah,
and it'll be up to Stu to follow them.
Stu's going to be our
podcast correspondent.
Our correspondent on this. He's just realised that he's doing this.
Cool, that's fine by me.
So
you've got to go to a couple of home games.
I can manage that.
Right, let's pick a team in Afghanistan or something.
So anyone out there who follows the team and thinks that we should support them for the year as our sort of second team, send a tweet to @StuHoare and sort of outline why you think we should support them. Still bring all these names to us, along with a few that he's found himself, and we'll chuck some in as well.
I like the fact it's just going to be one team. I'm going to get
looking forward to this. Yeah,
I'm going to buy the club shirt of whoever we follow. I'm going to get the club shirt. Whether that might need a trip to the club shop or contacting someone there and get it sent out.
Sure, we can manage it, can't we?
But we'll do that. So anyone got any suggestions, also you can email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk.
In fact, I'm going to go a stage further. We've got our Hecklers team, which play on Thursday night.
Try and get a friendly.
Not what I was going to say. Bit ambitious, especially if we're like a Dutch team or something like that. We'll buy six shirts and we'll play in their shirts for the season.
Yeah, fair enough.
I like that.
Right,
which moves
us on to a section.
Sky Sports News.
This is
my favourite part of the
show.
I'm
going to dedicate this to Dan.
Which one?
Dan is sitting next to me, Mr. Okay. Silver. This was taken from Mirror Football. Well wishers have collected over £25,000 for 89-year-old barber Aaron Biber, whose Tottenham barbershop was wrecked and looted during the riots last week.
25k?
Yeah.
He's bloody rolling in it.
He's done well. Now, he's had his shop completely ripped.
This is about, did you say he's a barber?
He's a barber.
Barnet again. It's brilliant.
It's a running theme.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. The invaders.
By the lapels.
They wanted to shop, trashed it, and they took some items from the barbershop. They took cotton wool. They took a kettle and they took a 20-year-old hairdryer. But do you know what they left? They left a signed photo of Peter Crouch.
I can't argue with
comments?
That, really. I can't argue with that. Did you see the geezer? The speaker at
all? I wasn't there, no.
Dan, going back to the writing. The geezer posing on Facebook with an extra-large bag of Tesco's value basmati rice.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah. It's absolutely
posing with a... lifetime supply of Batsmatsy rice.
A Tesco value.
Tesco value.
Trent Summer said, right, we're going to go and Luke Curry's, and he got the wrong idea.
He said, well, I've got the rice, you've got the chicken.
Yeah, they got the joke, Si. You didn't need to explain it about that. So
terrible behaviour.
I think I've stolen that from someone, so whoever I stole that from, I don't know if someone told me or I heard it. I don't want people going, oh, you stole my gag. Yeah, well, you probably didn't make it up either, you little swine. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit.
Right.
Getting to a bit of a kerfuffle now, aren't you?
Hey, must have grabbed him by the lapels and calm him down.
How long are we on? Because last week it was about 2 hours long. The show.
We're on half an hour as of
that's now.
So we'll wrap things up. Email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk.
Just straight off.
banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We're on Twitter.
Have a look at the new site as well.
Go to the website.
It's beautiful.
Everything you need to see and hear and know is on there. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and go to the website footballpodcast.co.uk. That's us done this week. We'll speak to you in a week's time.
Good night.